a market that has run short for 6 years running. The single most important fact about silver is that the world has used more of it than it has produced for 6 consecutive years. According to the Silver Institute's World Silver Survey, the market ran deficits every year since 2021, roughly 81 million ounces in 2021, a vast 253 million in 2022, 184 million in 2023, 149 million in 2024, around 40 million in 2025, and an estimated 46 million in 2026, a cumulative shortfall of about 762 million ounces, equivalent to nearly 10 months of global mine supply. These gaps have been filled by drawing down above-ground stockpiles, and that buffer is visibly thinning. The freely available float of silver in London vaults fell to a record low of around 136 million ounces by late 2025, down from roughly 360 million in early 2021. The strain showed up in the plumbing of the market. London lease rates, normally below 1%, spiked toward 39% at the October 2025 peak, and the market fell into its deepest backwardation since the 1980s, both classic signs that physical metal had become genuinely hard to find. COMEX's registered stocks had fallen to about 80 million ounces by mid-2026, down more than 75% from their pandemic peak. The United States went so far as to designate silver a critical mineral in late 2025, noting that it imports 64% of the silver it consumes. Why supply cannot simply rise? Ordinarily, a multi-year deficit would call forth new mine supply. Silver's problem is that it largely cannot. Mine production was about 845 million ounces in 2025 and is forecast to slip toward 820 million in 2026, and crucially, roughly 70% of it comes out of the ground as a byproduct of mining lead, zinc, copper and gold. That means most silver supply does not respond to the silver price at all, it depends on the economics of entirely different metals. A higher silver price does little to bring on more byproduct ounces, which is precisely why a deficit can persist for years rather than self-correcting in months. Primary silver mines, which could respond, supply under 30% of the total, and output from the traditional heartland of Mexico has been flat to falling. Even after years of record prices, the World Silver Survey sees 2026 supply at roughly 1.05 billion ounces, a decade high once recycling is included, still short of demand. The industrial engine and the monetary one. What has turned a quiet deficit into a structural one is demand. Industrial uses now account for around 60% of all silver consumed, up from roughly half a decade ago, and silver is embedded in exactly the technologies the world is building most aggressively: solar panels, electronics, electric vehicles, power grids, and, increasingly, the electrical guts of AI data centers. There is an honest nuance here. Panel makers have been thrifting, using less silver per panel, and global solar installations are expected to dip slightly in 2026 to about 649 gigawatts, the first annual decline on record as China cools, so photovoltaic demand is set to fall around 19% to roughly 151 million ounces. Total industrial fabrication eases to about 650 million ounces, a four-year low. But this is where silver's second engine takes over, money. Silver trades as gold's high beta cousin, and when gold rallies on central bank buying and currency debasement, silver tends to follow only further. Physical investment in bars, and coins is forecast to rise about 20% in 2026 to roughly 227 million ounces, and global exchange-traded holdings reached a record of around 1.31 billion ounces early in the year. That dual identity, industrial floor, monetary upside, is what makes silver unusual. The ratio everyone is watching. The cleanest way to frame silver's potential is the gold-to-silver ratio, how many ounces of silver 1 ounce of gold will buy. Over the past half century, that ratio has averaged around 65 to 70. At moments of fear, it has spiked above 100, and at moments of silver mania, it has collapsed toward 30. In April 2025, it sat near 106, an historic extreme that effectively flagged silver as deeply undervalued against gold, and the move since proved the point. Silver returned roughly 147% in 2025 against gold's 65%, the ratio briefly compressed toward 50 in January 2026, a level last seen in 2012, and it sits near 62 today, roughly its long-run norm. The bull argument is that in a sustained precious metals upcycle, silver does not merely track gold but outpaces it, pulling the ratio back toward the 50s or lower. The analyst targets reflect that asymmetry. Citi has pointed to $110 in the second half of 2026 on physical tightness. Deutsche Bank sees around $100. UBS has trimmed to roughly $80-$85. Commerzbank holds about $90 into year-end, and Bank of America's ratio compression scenarios run far higher. Almost none sit below today's price. The India lens. India has quietly become one of the most important forces in the silver market. The country's silver import bill hit a record of roughly $12 billion in 2025-26, up from $4.8 billion a year earlier, and physical import volumes have at times approached a fifth of global mine output, a staggering share for one nation. Part of that is investment hunger and part is industry. As India scales up domestic solar panel and electronics manufacturing, for the rupee investor, the now familiar amplification applies. Silver on the MCX set records around 2,54,000 rupee per kilogram in late 2025 and trades near 2,45,000 rupees this month, and a weak rupee adds to the rupee return. The vehicles have matured too. Silver ETF folios have climbed past 4.7 million, the largest fund's assets have crossed 32,000 crore rupees, and combined gold and silver ETF assets passed 2 trillion rupees in December 2025, with silver ETFs alone pulling in around 9,460 crore rupees in January 2026. When the government raised the bullion import duty from 6% to 15% in mid-May 2026 and reclassified many forms of silver as restricted, silver ETFs actually jumped as much as 6% in a day, as investors anticipated tighter domestic supply. These are real domestic headwinds for physical buyers, but they do nothing to the global shortage underneath. The honest caveats and the takeaway. Silver demands respect for its volatility, a metal that ran from under $30 to $121 and back to $70 inside roughly a year is not for the faint-hearted, and its heavy industrial tilt means a sharp global slowdown would hit demand harder than it would gold's. The 2026 dip in solar and total industrial demand is a genuine, if cyclical, offset. But the structural picture is rare in its clarity. A sixth straight year of deficit, a supply base that physically cannot respond because it rides on other metals, depleting above-ground stocks, and a demand profile bolted to the electrification of everything. Add silver's monetary leverage to a gold market still being re-rated by central banks, and you have a metal positioned at the intersection of the two biggest themes in commodities, the return of hard money and the build-out of the electric, AI-powered economy. The price will swing violently along the way. The direction the fundamentals point is not in much doubt. It is not investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell silver or any security. Prices, forecasts and analyst views are reported for context and can change rapidly. Silver is especially volatile. Please consult a registered financial advisor before making any investment decision.